In Olympia, Greece today, the lighting of the first official torch of the 2002 Winter Olympics. During the next 3 months, 11,000 runners will transport the flame in a relay that ends at the Salt Lake City Olympics in February. The torches they carry have a unique design and meaning, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
At Axiom Design in Salt Lake City, Brent Watts has shelves crammed with his work. Godzilla action figures, Elvis Presley dolls, decorative boxes containing Barbies, and his latest and most meaningful creation, the official torch of the Salt Lake City Olympics.
This is the latest prototype that we created.
Can I hold it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. It's heavy.
This one actually is crystal. The finished glass is lighter. 3 pounds. This is almost 5 pounds. You have to work out a little bit more to carry this one.
The glass at the top is an Olympic first. It both shields and shows the flame, but is cut to look like ice to evoke the 2002 theme, Light the Fire Within. Below the glass is a shaft of gray aluminum sculpted to resemble flames. That tops bright chrome where runners' hands grip the torch.
The torch feels like an artifact, something that was found, somewhat representation of the West. It looks like a bow. It has a slight curvature to it, so like a Native American bow. What we wanted to do as our design criteria was to actually create something that's part of this place, a sense of place. It's part of the West, and there's a level of rawness then forged into this high precision base, going from fire and ice to man's kind of conquering the West.
Do you get to carry one?
I don't. I haven't accomplished anything great in my life to carry a torch.
More than 11,000 people, chosen because they're inspirations in their communities, will each carry their own torch. In fact, they can keep it for $335. Only the flame will be passed from one torchbearer to another. Watts admits he was slow to recognize the significance of his work.
Last week, I sat in my daughter's elementary school. They did a presentation on the Olympics. Seeing the songs and the torch being lit, and said, we're part of this. We've made part of the history of these games. For the first time, we've worked on this for a whole year, never connected until last week as I sat there.
Watts also suggests that as the Olympic flame crosses the country, traveling 13,000 miles through 46 states, it may trigger an outpouring of emotion tied to the September 11th attacks.
Because it really embodies, especially in the timing in our world now, the ability to unify people and the ability to create peace and the ability to create something greater. We need that. We desperately need any type of expression of unity. It's an honor to be able to create something that would be of that level of emotion.
The Olympic flame arrives in the United States December 4th. It'll travel from Atlanta to Salt Lake City by runner, train, plane, boat, and even dog sled, and then light the Olympic cauldron on February 8th. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.